An orientation to the practice. The Pali Buddhist term for this practice is bhavana, which is the process of developing something, for example, by growth. So keep in mind that when this practice is developmental, allow it to evolve and grow. Practice is repeated performance or the repetition of an action to develop a skill. The skill that is being developed here is that of close attentiveness to mind-body processes, which is the key to the development of insight. Adjusting to the retreat situation. Whether this is a first-time experience of intensive meditation, or you're a meditator who has had some experience in this style of Vipassana practice, every meditator here will need to make some adjustment to the retreat situation. At least there is a need to settle down and get back into the rhythm of the practice. More instruction on the fundamentals of Vipassana meditation will be given during the retreat, together with personal guidance during the interview sessions. For the practice to stay on track, though, it is important that the teacher and the student work together in tandem. The teacher needs to be a technician of Vipassana meditation with travel experience, whose role is to instruct, inspire, and guide the meditator. But even when you go along with a guide, you still have to do your own work, which in this case is quite demanding, as the practice requires honesty, patience, and above all, persistence. First, let us look on how one relates to an intensive retreat situation and the way to adjust to a retreat environment before we look at the framework that puts the practice into its context. A self-regulatory approach. This is not a group practice. There are no formal group sittings or any orchestrated practices. The walking and sitting meditation sessions are done individually at your own pace. As this is essentially a self-regulatory practice, it is necessary that you learn how to manage yourself in the practice so that you make your own adjustments as you go along with the help of the teacher. To self-manage the practice requires that you have a thorough understanding of what you are doing as far as the techniques and strategies go, while the teacher is there to help you do just that. Putting aside unfinished business. At the beginning of the retreat, there can be a lot of business of an ongoing nature in the mind that is brought into the retreat. Perhaps there are some unfinished business you have not dealt with, if it is of an emotional nature, such as a problem in a relationship. So at the start of a retreat, it is useful to make a formal declaration to oneself, that is, a determination, to put aside as much as possible all outside business for the duration of the retreat, as this will help you to settle. Be gentle with yourself, as you are probably carrying a sleep debt, are tired or perhaps stressed. Most people will experience some sleepiness and restlessness in a retreat initially. If you allow for that without reacting too much to it, you will soon find yourself settling down into the routine of the retreat. For most people, it takes at least a few days to settle and for the mind to become reasonably quiet. Then you will be able to give your full attention to what is happening in your mind and body. And in good time, as the practice matures, you can experience the naturally silent mind. Changing the focus. In everyday life, we are naturally preoccupied with the content of our minds, the internal narrative, our story. For the most part, we are externally focused on sensory objects. What needs to happen is a change of one's focus from the sensory world with its external focus to an inner exploration of one's own mind-body experience. In the intensive retreat situation, as the mind settles down, there is a switch to investigating the natural processes of the mind and body from a state of increased receptivity. Although the switch of focus will naturally happen in the course of the retreat, it can be useful to intentionally change the focus of the attention from the external to internal by inhibiting the wanderings at the sense doors, such as the seeing, hearing, etc. In this way, the attention is refocused to introspect or see into one's own subjective mind and body experience. Getting around the retreat environment. Use the whole of the retreat environment as your practice area. Do not confine the practice just to the formal practice in the meditation hall. Have a more holistic approach. It is about staying watchful and attentive as much as possible in the total retreat environment, in the bathroom, dining room, sleeping place, and as you travel from place to place. Start by being more deliberate in your movements and actions as you move around the retreat, as this will help you to slow down and to settle. It is recommended that the meditator moves around the retreat center. One keeps the eyes restrained. No sightseeing, no verbal or non-verbal communications, as this helps to support the concentration and your fellow retreatants' practice. Maintaining the intensity. It is essential to maintain the intensity of the practice without straining. Steady and sustained application is needed in all areas of practice, such as sitting, walking, and detailed awareness of activities throughout the day. But be careful not to overextend yourself and thereby creating stress, as it is not possible to be 100% at all times. One has to go with one's natural rhythms and one's energy cycles. A balanced effort is required that needs to be as continuous as possible, as it creates the momentum that builds up the awareness to eventually deepen the practice. Relating to your experience. Notice how you are relating to your experience. Check whether you are evaluating or judging the practice. Try to have no expectations. Right or skillful attitude is one of acceptance of whatever conditions and mind states arise. Monitor your mind states, emotions and feelings as much as possible without reacting to them, as this acceptance and non-reactive awareness will develop the maturity factor of equanimity. How to act during an intensive retreat. Act like an invalid. During practice, a meditator needs to move slowly and to take extra care while making body movements, just like an invalid, as if he or she is suffering from extreme back pain. A person with a chronic back problem must always be cautious and move slowly just to avoid pain. In the same way, a meditator should try to keep to slow and deliberate movements in all actions. While it is not a slow motion exercise per se, slowing down in intensive meditation is necessary to establish moment-to-moment awareness. If you are still operating in top gear, bring the mind to low gear and be patient with the change of speed until you are able to slow down and function in low gear at all times. Act like a blind person. It is advisable for a meditator to behave as a blind person during the course of the training. A person without restraint will be constantly scanning around to look at external things that randomly take his or her attention. Therefore, it is not possible to obtain a steady and calm state of mind. On the other hand, a blind person behaves in a composed manner, sitting quietly with downcast eyes. One never turns in any direction to look at things because, of course, they are blind and cannot see them. This composed manner of a blind person is worth imitating. A meditator should not go sightseeing. Stay focused on the meditation objects without exception. If a sight happens to take one's attention, then make a mental note of it immediately as seeing, seeing. Act like a deaf person. It is necessary for a meditator to act like a deaf person. Ordinarily, as soon as a person hears a sound, one tends to turn around and look in the direction from where the sound came, or one turns towards the person who spoke and makes a reply. A deaf person, on the other hand, behaves in a composed manner. They do not respond to any sound or conversation because they never hear them. In the same way, a meditator should not respond to any sound or any unimportant talk, nor should he or she deliberately listen to any talk. If one happens to hear any sound or speech, one should immediately note hearing, hearing. The meditator should be so intent on the practice that they could be mistaken for a deaf person. In brief, act like a Vipassana meditator. Careful and aware. Patient, restraint, no distracting communication. Relaxed, self-monitoring, eager, accepting conditions, graceful, inquisitive, diligent, detached sensually, and equanimous.